17h à Beyrouth, probablement aux alentours de 9-10h du matin à New York. Vous écoutez Radio Liban. Bonjour et bienvenue à 96.2 Radio Liban. Vous êtes en compagnie de Abdallah et on est ensemble jusqu'à 6h en ce 11 septembre 2010. 2010-2001, c'est juste de la dyslexie. C'était il y a à peine 9 ans. 9 ans et on a l'impression que tout le monde a changé. Le monde a vraisemblablement changé. C'était le 11 septembre à New York, c'était la chute des tours et ça a eu un impact. Alors à l'époque, quelques mois après, peut-être une année plus tard, j'avais fait une sorte de compilation. Une compilation où j'expliquais en musique la politique américaine, juste en montrant l'histoire du XXe siècle, comment les Américains ont réagi, la politique étrangère, comment ils ont interagi avec le reste du monde et comment finalement ce n'était qu'une suite logique de leurs actions. Je ne veux pas en aucun cas, encourager le terrorisme, pas du tout. J'essaie juste de comprendre ce qui a pu déclencher dans les actions des Américains ce genre de réaction. Donc vous m'en voudrez si c'est de mauvais goût. Vous m'en voudrez pas plutôt si c'est de mauvais goût. Il y a des chansons qui pourraient éventuellement vous gêner. Je vais essayer autant que possible de ne pas trop commenter sur cette playlist. Mais bon, pour ceux d'entre vous qui allez arriver un peu plus tard en cours d'émission, ça va être difficile à comprendre. Donc je vais devoir peut-être faire des petites remarques de temps en temps.
The program for this evening is not new. You've seen this entertainment through and through. You've seen your birth, your life and death. You might recall all of the rest. Did you have a good world when you died? Enough to base a movie on?
Voilà, on commence tout de suite avec With God on Our Side, juste pour expliquer qu'il y a toujours deux parties et ça continue jusqu'à maintenant avec The Axis of Evil. Vous êtes soit avec nous, soit contre nous. Et en tout cas, le bon Dieu, il est avec nous. Voilà.
My name, it is nothing. My age, it means less. The country I come from is a part of the free West. I was taught and brought up there, its laws to abide, and that the land that I live in has God on its side. Oh, the history books tell it, they tell it so well. The cavalry's charged, the Indians fell. The cavalry's charged, the Indians died. For the country was young, with God on its side. Oh, the First World War, it came and it went. The reason for fighting I never could get, but I learned to accept it with pride. For you don't count the dead when God's on your side. And then the Second World War, it came to an end. We forgave the Germans, and now we are friends. Though they murdered 6 million in the ovens they fried, the Germans now to hell, God on their side.
but now we have weapons of chemical dust. And if by them we're forced to, why then by them we must. One push out the button and a shot the world wide. And you never ask questions when God's on your side. Oh, many a long hour I've thought on this, that Jesus Christ was betrayed by a kiss. But I can't think for you, you will have to decide whether Judas Iscariot had God on his side. And now as I leave you, I'm weary as hell. The confusion I'm feeling, there ain't no tongue can tell. The words fill my head and drop to the floor. That if God's on our side, he'll stop the next war.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
That the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base.
Je vous rappelle que vous écoutez Radio Liban et que vous êtes en compagnie d'Abdallah pour un audiogramme spécial consacré au 11 septembre. Un audiogramme spécial dans sa forme aussi, parce que c'est une sorte de collage sonore. Autant que possible, je ne vais pas présenter les musiciens ou les morceaux. L'important, c'est l'expérience auditive, ce genre de micmac, cet arrangement qui peut vous donner des images, des idées par rapport à la politique américaine et comment ça a été construit, leur politique étrangère surtout. Donc dans le fond, vous écoutez quand même la grande Kate Bush avec Army Dreamers, mais bon, de temps en temps, je vais revenir sans trop parler de la musique, juste pour vous rappeler de quoi il s'agit.
Of all them army dreams, army dreams. become your masters of war. You that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world, for threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know but to talk out of turn? You might say that I'm young, you might say I'm unlearned, but there's one thing I know, I'm younger than you. That even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. I follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while you're lowered down to your deathbed. And I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
I have asked for this radio and television time tonight for the purpose of announcing that we today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
Never again is what you swore the time before. Time before. Never.
the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the world. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. Yeah, I'm afraid of Americans. I'm afraid of the words. I'm afraid I can't help it. I'm afraid I can't. I'm afraid of Americans. God is an American. 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 God is an American.
Talk about a revolution. Alors, revolutions, ce sont les Beatles, bien sûr. Les Beatles en train de chanter une révolution, vous voulez changer le monde, vous voulez pas changer le monde. Je vous rappelle qu'on est en train de faire une sorte de collage audio. C'est audiogramme consacré à la politique américaine à l'occasion du 11 septembre, 9e anniversaire. Je présente de moins en moins les musiciens, de moins en moins les morceaux. Je vous laisse donc apprécier cette tentative d'expérimentation auditive. À plus tard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into
it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Where is my mind? Where is my mind? Where is my mind?
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
C'est vrai que certains d'entre vous trouveront ça un peu de mauvais goût. Là, on a fait un petit tour de la politique étrangère américaine en musique. Vous êtes passé de la guerre des Indiens jusqu'à la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, en passant par Hiroshima, en passant par le Vietnam, en passant par les derniers déboires de Bill Clinton dans les années 90. Et là, cette musique entraînante... C'est Frank Sinatra, bien sûr, c'est Frank Sinatra, New York, New York. Et ce sont, en fait, visuellement, ces terroristes qui se préparent à prendre d'assaut cette ville. Je vais vous laisser continuer dans cette expérience auditive en essayant autant que possible de ne pas vous donner tout à la petite cuillère. À vous de trouver les nuances et les subtilités.
If I can make it there. I'm gonna make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York.
System within. I'm coming. Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine.
I am a passenger. I stay under glass. I look through my window so bright. I see the stars come out tonight. I see the bright and hollow sky over the city's ripped back sky. And everything looks good tonight. I sing la la.
Passengers, this is your devil speaking. The emergency exit is on your right. And don't forget, this is a no smoking flight. For all the shit you've done in history, I am the one always to be blamed. For all your mistakes that you cannot name, the devil is guilty, the devil again. The time has come. Propaganda war.
Choose your future, choose life. I chose not to choose life. I chose something else.
Mamma mia,
mamma mia, let me go. Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me, for me.
Est-ce qu'il faut vraiment vous mettre les points sur les i? C'est une émission consacrée à la politique étrangère américaine. Je m'appelle Abdallah, c'est Audiogramme. C'est le 9e anniversaire du 11 septembre et donc la politique américaine maintenant, on est arrivé un peu dans le 11 septembre lui-même avec ce petit collage. On va continuer, essayer juste de justifier ni d'expliquer, juste de comprendre un peu ce qu'il y a derrière tout ça.
Anybody can do about it. You know why? Because we got the bomb. That's why. Two words, nuclear fucking weapons, okay? Russia, Germany, Romania, they can have all the democracy they want. They can have a big democracy cakewalk right through the middle of Tiananmen Square, and it won't make a lick of difference because we got the bomb.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody fucks with the Jesus.
You're on
personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there.
اجل القانون
على الفاضي ما انت يا عدو بتلعب دور الشاهد المحامي والقاضي علي قاضي نهايتي بادي حلمك انقل فوق معنى آلية حلمك لآلية تصير بالمقابر اكترية ديمقراطية
والله انكم ناسية
من كثر ما اغتصبتوا النفس العربية
هبلت ولدت
ولد اسمه عملية انفجارية وهنا ديتنا ارهابية
يعني ضربني وبكيت سبعتني واشتكيت لما ذكرتك انك بديت
نطيت وحكيت
ما انتو بتخلوا ولاد صغار المحجار مالهمش اهل يدبوهم بالدار ايش كنو نسيت انو استحق ضب الاهل تحت الحجار وعلى لما وجع الفار بتناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي انا ارهابي كيف ارهابي وانا عايش في بلادي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي ماكلني وانا عايش في بلادي
ليش ارهابي عشان دمي مش هادي حامي عشان رافع راسي وارض بلادي قتلوا حبايبي
انا لحالي
اهلي تشردوا
راح اضلي انادي
انا مش ضد السلام السلام ضدي علي بده يقضي تراثي بده يمحي واللي بيحكي كلمه بشد وراه همه بيكون زلمه
تعملوا منه رمه
ومين انتو لسه امتى كبرتوا اطلعوا قديش قتلتوا وقديش قدمتوا امياتنا بيبكوا ابياتنا بيشكوا اراضينا بيخطفوا
انا بقولكم مين انتو
انتو كبرتوا بدلع احنا كبرنا فقر مين كبر في وسع ومين كبر في جحر صار في داعي عملتوا منه اجرامي وانت يا ارهابي بتناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي انا ارهابي كيف ارهابي وانا عايش ببلادي
بلادي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي ماكلني وانا عايش في بلادي امتى ببطل ارهابي لما تضربني كف واطي خدي تاني كيف تتوقع مني اشكر لاذاني تعرف ايش انت قولي كيف دكياني راكع ركبي وايدي مربطات عيون بالارض وجثث مزتتات بيوت مهدوم عائلات مشردات اطفال يتيمه حريه بكلبشات انت عمر انت اردن احنا بنقبر ما علينا بنصبر وجعنا بنستر اهم شيء انك تحس بامان اتريح وسيب لنا الالام ما هو دمنا دم كلاب حتى لا لما الكلب يموت في الرفق بالحيوان يعني دمنا ارخص من دم الكلاب لا دمي غالي راح ادافع حالي لو تناديني ارهابي
مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي مين ارهابي انت ارهابي
Bien évidemment, la réplique a été assez forte, la réplique du gouvernement américain après le 11 septembre. Ils se sont amusés à taper un peu partout. On connaît bien sûr l'absence d'armes de destruction massive en Irak, etc., etc. Je suis vraiment pas là pour faire de la politique, juste pour trouver des liens avec la musique. Et bon, on traite tout le monde de terroriste, mais en fait, Min Irhabi, la chanson de Dam, groupe palestinien, qu'ils avaient écrit pour les Israéliens à l'époque. C'était ça ce qu'on vient d'écouter. C'est un morceau que je trouve magnifique. Et on continue avec du rap libanais cette fois, avec Akseser, Reyesbek ou Akseser, je pense que c'est Akseser, un vieux morceau qui s'appelle Freedom.
C'est pas une interlude, musique dérivée du sud. J'récite pas les rimes du site, mais plutôt mes rimes au stade. À quoi bon lever le ciel, je prends qu'elle lance à nos soudes. Certains qu'un autre dans le site, on se tabale, bouge une salle. A qui c'est trois carreaux leur héritage chiné. Pendant qu'on perd pas chiné, les factures pour le bâchonner. À quoi me sert le bled, t'as pas m'enrouler des bêtes. J'suis pas là pour jouer la pute, ou bien leur tendre la patte, on rache sa patte. Malgré Wahadi, j'ai une belle hade, si les fâchés qu'ils chient, mais que la malika ben laden. Malgré Michaïn al-Hal, mais j'suis pas ta cratatel. Vu que dans la diplomatie, à tout ça, la pute le roule. Les chemins fous du style, bah, qu'il y a les sards. Bon, reviens, moi, j'suis pas sûr. Dans les méchis, max, c'est la si high.
Quand tu taxes, démonte vite, c'est vrai, à mon avis, t'es trop pédaxe. Riche ou pas, mon rap a grandi à la soupe. the pledge to resist. We believe that as a people living in the United States, it is our responsibility to resist the injustices done by our government in our names. Not in our name will you wage endless war. There can be no more deaths, no more transfusions of blood for oil. Not in our name will you invade countries, bomb civilians, kill more children, letting history take its course over the graves of the nameless. Not in our names will you erode the very freedoms you have claimed to fight for. Not by our hands will we supply weapons and funding for the annihilation of families on foreign soil. Not by our mouths will we let fear silence us. Not by our hearts will we allow whole peoples or countries to be deemed evil. Not by our will and not in our name. We pledge resistance. We pledge alliance with those who have undergone attack for voicing opposition to the war or for their religion or ethnicity. We pledge to make common cause with the people of the world to bring about justice, freedom, and peace. Another world is possible, and we pledge to make it real.
History repeats itself. See, the books were on the shelf. For my concern, I never missed them.
A day made 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers, where there used to be rain. My yesterday was blue, dear.
my lonely nights all through, dear. Since you said you were mine, oh, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Oh, what is it good for? Absolutely nothing. War ain't nothing but a heartbreaker. Friend only to the undertaker. War means tears to thousands of mothers' eyes when their sons go off to fight and their daughters lose their lives in induction and destruction. And who wants to die in a war? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing. Tell me this question.
C'est vrai que l'histoire se répète, c'est vrai que la science politique telle qu'elle est racontée par Randy Newman est assez hilarante, mais c'est vrai qu'aussi la guerre n'a vraiment pas de sens. Un morceau repris ici par Joan Osborne. Voilà, c'est déjà la fin de cette émission consacrée à la politique étrangère américaine à l'occasion de ce 11 septembre, 9e anniversaire de l'attaque contre les... contre ces deux tours. On a écouté une sorte de découpage audio avec des extraits de chansons, pas nécessairement en rapport directement avec des paroles engagées, mais parfois si. On va se quitter avec, une sorte de stand-up comedy, Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, un grand, grand stand-up comedian qui est mort en 94 et qui, avant de mourir, a fait une énorme intervention sur la guerre de l'Irak avec le premier Bush. Alors, en 2003, avec le deuxième Bush, c'était exactement la même chose. Et quand j'ai fait cette petite compilation que je suis en train de vous passer aujourd'hui, c'était vraiment d'actualité. Je vais vous laisser écouter ça, puis je vais laisser la musique clôturer tout ça. Si vous avez aimé cette émission, que vous avez envie de la réécouter ou si vous avez envie de la télécharger, elle sera en ligne avec un peu de chance à partir de ce soir sur le site audiogramme.com, audiogramme.com. Voilà, demain on revient à un format plus normal avec un audiogramme moins collage, plus musique, présentation d'artistes et de morceaux. J'espère que ça vous a plu. À très bientôt. Ciao.
First of all, and this needs to be said, because it isn't said enough, and in fact, it was never said. There never was a war. A war is when two armies are fighting. Right there, I think we can all agree. Boy, Bush turned out to be a real demon, didn't he? Remember when Bush was first president? He was the wimp president. You remember that? Cover of Newsweek.
Wimp president.
Apparently, this stuck in that guy's craw a little bit. Guy turned into a fucking demon, man. We surrender. Not good enough. We run away. Too little, too late. We're having way too much fun. Kidding me? Those guys were in hog heaven out there, man. They had a big weapons catalog opened up. What's G12 do, Tommy? It says here it destroys everything but the fillings in their teeth. Helps us pay for the war effort. Well, shit, pull that one up.
Pull up G12, please.
Yeah, everyone got boners over the technology. And it was pretty amazing, you got to admit, watching a missile fly down an air vent. Pretty unbelievable. But couldn't we feasibly use that same technology to shoot food at hungry people? You know what I mean? Fly over Ethiopia. There's a guy that needs a banana. The stealth banana. Smart fruit. Guess the most amazing thing about the war to me was the disparity in the casualties, man. Iraq, 150,000 casualties. We had 79. 150,000, we had 79. Does that mean if we had sent over 80 guys, we still would have won this fucking thing, or what? One guy in a ticker tape parade. I did it. Hey, you're welcome. Good work, Tommy. How'd you do it? I pulled up G12. It was in the catalog. Worked like a charm.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls. Has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness of men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't
Don't fight for slavery, fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it, and it was sending people to the moon. In September my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.